This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lin Mark, Julian Ng, as well as Wong Xiaoning. It's 7:35 in the morning, Wednesday the 31st of July. Bangkok is hosting the ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting this week. The meetings will also be attended by leaders from outside of the region, like U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as well as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Foreign Minister Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah is leading the Malaysian delegation. Among the agenda is the implementation of the ASEAN Political Security Blueprint for 2025 and also ASEAN's future direction as well as other issues.
So,
yeah, and Mike Pompeo's agenda will also include nuclear talks with North Korea and trade talks with China.
Exciting stuff. So, but more on this and to weigh in on this conversation, we turn to Ben Bland, Director of the Southeast Asia Project at the Lowy Institute. Thank you for joining us this morning, Ben. Good morning. The agenda of meetings like this tend to promise a discussion on several issues, but is there one in particular that you're going to be paying attention to?
I think the problem right now is there's a huge menu of challenges facing the wider region, and this is the ASEAN Regional Forum where other countries come in. So it's not just about Southeast Asia, but North Korea, as you mentioned. U.S.-China tensions are obviously hanging over the region. And then there are a number of specific issues from the Rohingya question in Myanmar, huge refugee camps in Bangladesh, to the current standoff in the South China Sea between Vietnam and China over a Chinese oil exploration vessel that the Vietnamese say is operating in their waters. So there are so many problems to pick from. I think the foreign ministers are going to have no issues finding tricky problems to discuss. But the question is, what are the solutions? And I think that's going to be the challenging part.
Now, on the South China Sea at the ASEAN summit last month, the nations failed to make any progress over the code of conduct. Will they make any progress in these talks in Bangkok, do you think?
Well, they're not going to be specifically discussing the code of conduct because this is a wider forum, and they actually have a specific track of negotiations to push the code of conduct along. So I think it's moving ahead slowly. There's now meant to be one single draft that all the sides are discussing. But to my mind, the bigger question is what's happening out on the water in the South China Sea, because it seems clear that China is changing the facts out there, and it wants that to happen before it will agree to any text. And then the bigger question is, even once you have a text, how far will China and the other countries agree to it, and what response would there be if they don't agree to it? So I think the negotiations will continue, and in terms of the optics, the image, it's important for ASEAN and China to be seen to be making progress, but I'm not sure how substantive it's going to be in the final calculation.
And on a humanitarian front, will any of the delegations push to tackle issues like the Rohingya crisis at this meeting?
I'm sure they will, particularly the Malaysian government, obviously being pretty outspoken compared to many of the other ASEAN leaders on this issue. But I think the challenge comes down to who is going to push Myanmar to actually take action. And I think the question here is, obviously, ASEAN has this principle of non-interference. So it's one thing to flag up humanitarian concerns and to offer humanitarian assistance in the refugee camps, as Malaysia is doing. But it's another to actually pressure Myanmar to take action. And Myanmar ultimately is the only country that can solve the problem, but it needs external pressure. And unfortunately, right now, I think whether it's ASEAN, whether it's the Western nations or China, so all those groups of nations with power to pressure Myanmar, I think no one really wants to push the issue too hard. There are so many other problems in the region. So depressingly, it looks like we're heading into a period where we're just going to have these sustained huge refugee camps on the Myanmar-Bangladesh border and no resolution in sight, unfortunately.
Thank you so much, Ben. And that was Ben Bland of the Lowy Institute in Sydney, giving us his thoughts on the issues that he expects to be raised at the ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting this week. But in particular, he did make note of the fact that there are a lot of sticky situations to be discussed. And unfortunately, with a meeting like this, they're going to essentially be playing triage, right? So at the end of the day, it's unlikely that the Rohingya situation will be making any headlines out of the ASEAN foreign ministers meeting, because there's always the question of, even is ASEAN the best instrument, best placed to be putting pressure on Myanmar, even though it is the regional organization?
Yeah, I think it's quite relevant that our guest pointed out that ASEAN has a policy of non-intervention. So that would be interesting to watch how it will play out in terms of handling the Rohingya situation. But also the presence of Mike Pompeo being there, it'd be interesting to watch what kind of message he has for ASEAN members, which currently have very strong relationship with China right now, not least because of the Belt Road Initiative, and a lot of investments are being poured into the region. But that relationship with the US and China is overhanging the globe right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of discussion will actually be on the South China Sea, because that's really where the hotbed of issues are at the moment, right? I mean, one of the issues is the Chinese encroachment in territorial waters there. I don't know whether that will be discussed in detail at this meeting.
I mean, that's one of the things that is an extremely long-standing issue, though. So it's always a question of where does it fall on the priority, on the scale of priorities. And speaking of, you know, as you mentioned, Julian, the U.S. interests in this ASEAN foreign ministers meeting, the U.S. has also been pushing for an Indo-Pacific strategy. They made mention of it at the Shangri-La dialogue not that long ago. And that does include also addressing, or attempting at least to address, some of the problems facing all the claims countries of the South China Sea. So I guess we will have to wait and see what comes out of this foreign minister's meeting. I'm sure, nonetheless, it is going to be a very interesting news indeed. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.